Welcome to a brand new episode of Artsy Fartsy Immigrants, and today I have a very big question for you. Why is Tatort Germany's most popular crime soap opera? For those who might not know what that is, which I'm assuming everyone outside of Germany probably doesn't know, is Tatort, aka Crime Scene, is Germany's longest running and most popular police procedural television drama, airing Sunday nights on ARD since 1970. That's wild. Known for its 90-minute format, the series features rotating teams of detectives in different cities across Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Okay, so I just immediately take back that if you're outside of Germany, you don't know what that is, because clearly, you do. If you're in Austria and Switzerland, that is. I actually have a handful of friends here in Munich in the television and film industry. They have either directed and or written or shot a few different Tatorts. It's a very big thing. It's like when you go to New York City to pursue acting, like sort of a rite of passage, going to New York and shooting Law and Order SVU or Criminal Intent. It's kind of similar to that. You know, like every major actor you've ever heard of in your whole life have done Law and Order episodes. So I have a feeling it's kind of like that here too for Tatort. The structure of the show is basically an anthology series produced by regional broadcasters, meaning different Sundays feature different detectives and cities. Oh, see, now that's interesting, because I do know that each episode is, it's the length of a film. Like, I know that it's about 90 minutes long, but I didn't actually know that every different Sunday, it's a different city. I thought it's like a series of one city, and then they move on to another one. So the fact that they rotate, that's kind of cool. They'll do like Munster and Cologne and Berlin with over 1,200 episodes. 1,200. It is a massive cultural phenomenon, drawing millions of viewers every week. This is what I mean. Like, doing Law and Order in New York, I mean, especially in the early 2000s or the 90s, is the closest thing that I can think of comparing film grads getting into the business here in Germany, and they end up somehow working on a Tatort. It's crazy. I actually, funny enough, I kind of did too, in a very minimal way. I had two friends who wrote one. They wrote a couple, but I mean the one I worked on. They had two friends who wrote the one that I worked on, and another friend who is the composer of the soundtrack for that episode. And I guess there were one or two songs needed English text, so I wrote the lyrics. The episodes typically focus on murder cases. No way. And are known for realism and addressing current social issues. I have to break it to you. So the only episode I've ever watched is the one that I worked on.
Oopsie daisy.
But, you know, the visuals were very good. It was, you know, well written, well directed, and the music was phenomenal. The show is famous for its iconic opening sequence, the Tatort Vorspann. Which has remained largely unchanged since 1970. That makes me think a bit like how the opening song for Saturday Night Live has been the same for so long. Tatort, Crime Scene, is considered Germany's most beloved crime soap opera. That's an interesting difference. It's not just a crime procedural, it's considered a crime soap opera. Airing every Sunday at 8:15 p.m. on ARD, it serves as a unifying weekly event for millions, often watched with family, friends, or in local pubs. I remember there's two shows that became such a religion for me every single week. I wasn't going to miss anything for these shows. One was Breaking Bad. We were shushing people after the commercial would end, you know? The other show was Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones was the one that they would always play at every single bar. Ever, and I'm talking every single bar in New Orleans, every single Sunday night. It is often cited as a mirror of German society, reflecting current affairs and social issues such as immigration, terrorism, and corruption, which sparks discussions. You're routinely watching it. It feels like an event. You're there every week for it. Your friends are all connected to it. It's that water cooler sort of thing. And then it's also touching on current topics, staying relevant. That's important, you know, because then you also have like this challenging, divisive conversation. You know who to invite or not invite to your next birthday party. Tatort is produced by different regional state broadcasters, which brings unique local flavors, accents, and at times, humor to different cities. The series uses a rotating cast of over 15 distinct detective teams, allowing viewers to choose their favorite. Rather than relying solely on high-speed chases, Tatort focuses heavily on character development and the personal lives of the investigators. For me, what really grabbed me detective-wise that also involved their private life so much was True Detective. Only season one, mind you. Like, and that's still like my favorite season of television just ever made. Miroslav, I want to say Nemec, it could be Nemec. Sorry, Germans. And Udo Wachtfeitel. Ooh, Wachtfeitel. Since 1991, he has played Chief Inspector Franz Lottmeier alongside Miroslav Nemec. I mean, the thing is, the focus is not on these guys, right? Clearly, we've seen that there's other actors who also do it, who have also paid attention, who have all also, they've all done their time, they've all paid their dues. We're going to end with this. 10 rules behind the 50-year-old TV show. Here we go. The opener is a rule. At 8:15, Sunday evenings in Germany, after the Tagesschau, which, let me know if I should do a video about the Tagesschau, because every time I've seen the Tagesschau, I feel like I have so many opinions about it. So the tradition, the local color, yeah, it's set in a different region in Germany each week. Been around for 50 years. Longest running crime show in German-speaking Europe. Snack bars are as essential to Tatort as ketchup is to French fries. Excuse me. While the American officers in the CSI series, I called it, I said it already, I mentioned CSI and Law and Order. Way ahead of you, Deutsche Welle. While the American officers in the CSI series, which, by the way, also mixes up the locations, even if there are only three, now CSI does it too, even though it's only three places, Miami, New York, and Las Vegas, discuss their cases in bars, their German colleagues go to the local snack bar to talk. From bratwurst to fries and for beer, none of them seem particularly interested in staying healthy. Deutsche Welle, you sassy little bitch. You're sassy, Deutsche Welle. Who do you think you are? I love it. Let's get cocktails. Das Auto. Apart from the snack bar, the Tatort detectives also love to think through their cases by chatting in the car. German's favorite means of transportation. Karl Friedrich Brune, the arrogant and overly intellectual pathologist in Münster, drives a sports car. Clara Blum from Lake Constance prefers a Freddy Schenk from Cologne. So they're just listing all the cars that the detectives have. Das Auto is not just a part of the German soul. It's also a window into their souls. Calm down. The Tatort detectives are a colorful bunch. None is like the other. Most, however, are more anti-hero than hero or heroine. Heroine. I hate that it's pronounced the same. They tend to be single parents working through failed relationships, not unlike their colleagues in Swedish crime series. If you're in Europe and you ever come across like just some random Swedish film or some Swedish crime show, drab, dark, gray, everyone's got a drug problem, everyone smokes cigarettes, and everyone's like doing like custody battles with their recently divorced partners. No wonder you put your whole life into work. You got nothing else going on. They have crooked teeth and bulging bellies. This article sounds like it was written by the ex-wife of one of the actors. It's really sad, actually. They've all got bad teeth in their fat, and they have an embarrassingly awkward gait, like G-A-I-T, like a weird for the, like just a big awkward way of walking when chasing after speedy suspects on foot.
Everyone messed up their marriage. They lost their kids. They're fat. They got bad teeth. They can't run right.
I'm like, who, dude? Do you hate this show? It's immediately obvious that these characters would never turn up in American, French, or Italian crime shows. What? Where the detectives tend to resemble models and athletes. Deutsche Welle, you are one sassy little bitch today. Female detectives are well respected on Tatort and make up about half of them without an official quota ever being introduced. Without an official quota, can't you count them up? Watch the show and count how many female detectives there are. This is the weirdest article I have ever read in my life. Investigation teams are often male-female duos. Alrighty-tidy. Twitter frenzy. You shouldn't be surprised to see a recurring trend on German Twitter each Sunday before or at 8:15 as the old school jingle sounds, the frenzy breaks loose. So people who like the show go on Twitter, they jump into the hashtag and engage. That's the same for literally every single popular show. So that's, I mean, okay. But you know, do they also have crooked teeth and big fat bellies? Like, what's going on here? It was during the 2006 Soccer World Cup in Germany that Germans started the practice of watching sport events in large groups. They even gave it a word that sounds like it's borrowed from English, public viewing. Those are English words.
Weird article, dude.
Like a football match, Tatort's been enjoyed in pubs for many years. They drink, they speculate who's going to do it. Yeah, like I was doing with Game of Thrones. Exactly. Okay, cool. Social dimension. produced by public rather than private broadcasters. Tatort is not purely about entertainment, but also about encouraging dialogue over current social issues. German talk show host Anne Will has a broadcast slot just after Tatort and sometimes picks up a topic related to the episode. I remember when Walking Dead was like popping off on AMC and they kicked off a talk show about the episode called Talking Dead that came on right after. And that was really cool. Final thing, and then I'm going to let you guys go. Facts have to be checked. That's not only true about the facts in Tatort, which aren't always true. Oxymoron right there. A dissertation has actually been written about the representation of corpses in the popular show, and different books about Tatort have been published, including a new one that celebrates a 50th anniversary with a series of little-known and bizarre facts. And that fits nicely with the 50-year-old tradition, which now is 56. So this was written in during the pandemic by Sarah Judith Hoffman, who thinks literally any detective on the show is fat with crooked teeth, can't run right, and wouldn't be on TV in literally any other country. Who cares what they look like? Just be nice. All right, guys, that is going to be it for me. I hope that this was mildly entertaining. If you liked what you watched, if you had some fun, please subscribe. It's free to do. Share the video, like, comment, all that jazz. Thanks so much for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.